All right, you got it on KHUM, and it's called The Poor of New York. That is a new show coming to the North Coast Repertory Theater. We got Jim Bushman and Shirley Santino. Did I get that right?
Shirley.
Well, I can't read my own writing. Yeah, see, it's Shirley. My writing's very poor. All right, Shirley, thank you for coming in. Let's hear a little bit about this show.
Well, this is The Poor of New York is a melodrama in the original sense of melodrama, not the kind of parodies that you see now.
So what is the true sense?
The true sense is the triumph of virtue over evil.
Ooh, I like
not
that.
Not to give away too much.
I'm much more virtuous than he is.
It's true.
But are you evil?
At the beginning I am, but I undergo a transformation. I asked our director what my character was supposed to be like, and she said, well, in the original description, she called me a heroic anti-hero. I said, okay, I'm good with that. I like that. Mm-hmm. I'll do that.
And I'm a tragic sea captain's widow. Oh. That says a lot in a nutshell.
Widow right there.
It was terrible. Yeah. It was terrible. I was actually involved in her husband's demise.
Ew.
Not directly. I didn't cause it or anything.
Okay.
I was there. But this was written in 1857.
Was it written in 1857, or is that when it takes place?
It was written in 1857.
Oh, wow.
By an Irishman named Dion Boucicault. It sounds French, but he's Irish. But apparently during the 19th century, there was this cycle that every 20 years, the economy would crash. And
sounds familiar.
And
it's every 10 now, or 5.
Yeah.
Everything's faster now.
Yeah. And Boucicault lost all his money in the crash of 1857, and he wrote this play hoping to rebuild his fortune, and it worked. It became a very popular play, and it was produced all over the world.
Did he change the title to The Rich of New York at that point?
Yes. Well, no, it was like The Poor of Chicago, okay. The Poor of Long Island.
Whatever city it was playing in.
Wow.
And it also, they actually did it under the title The Streets of New York for a Broadway run.
Wow.
But if you've seen The Gangs of New York, it all takes place in the Five Points neighborhood in New York. Notorious slum, and parts of our play take place in Five Points. There's flashing knives and gunplay and
tragedy.
And tragedy, yes. And we're kind of encouraging the audience to approach it in the way that melodrama has come to be presented. You're encouraged to boo and hiss and cheer.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, weep when Shirley moves you.
Don't forget me. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to make you laugh.
You're going to make us cry. We have to bring a hanky, huh?
I know. And my friends have said it's going to be hard because they always see me in comedies. So this is a good acting challenge, and
nice.
I love it.
See, I thought this. I saw this title, and I go, "It's got to be my son Alexander, who is pursuing an acting career in New York. So he is currently the poor of New York."
My daughter's a poor New Yorker as well.
Oh yes, fantastic!
And Shirley wants to be a poor New Yorker, but she's here now.
Well, you can be a poor.
Came to find
Humboldt.
My riches in Eureka.
There you go.
But I did become poor just before the show started. I lost my own job.
So
in the play, when I'm searching for work for my son and my daughter and myself, and we can't eat, and it's freezing cold.
You can tap into that pain.
I just tap in. It's just a walk
method
in the
acting. Fantastic.
My character just tries to tap into everyone else's fortunes.
Wow. So when does it open?
It opens tonight.
Tonight.
Tonight is opening night, and if you come tonight, we're even offering a champagne reception after the show. You get to hobnob, rub elbows with the cast.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll all be there in costume. I don't know if anybody's going to remain in character afterwards. We'll probably be.
It's actor benefit night.
So oh, it is.
A lot of actors will come tonight to support other actors.
Yes, this
and
is important.
It's a fun
this
night to come. And then tomorrow night is a benefit for the Boys and Girls Club.
Fantastic.
And then Saturday night is a benefit for the Children's Author Festival, which is one of my pet projects.
Shirley is
involved
in the Authors
Festival. This is the 40th year of the Children's Author Festival, where we bring 25 children's authors to Humboldt County for 4 days to visit all the schools and meet children and talk about writing. It's great.
Well, kudos to North Coast Repertory Theater for supporting all these different causes.
That's
really terrific.
So the show runs on through August 16th, and it's a 4-weekend run. The first 2 weekends, the shows are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. In the middle 2 weekends, we have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday matinees. Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday matinee. So the showtime's 8 o'clock for the night shows and 2 p.m.
For the matinees.
Can Jim teach you just one word?
Sure.
His character's name is Badger, and he gets to do something.
Well, it's important to point out to the audience that nowhere else in Humboldt County will you be able to see someone actually attempt to absquatulate live on stage.
Absquatulate.
Never been done before in Humboldt County, maybe only a few times within my lifetime, likely.
Is absquatulation generally done in public?
No, it's something that's actually... People try to do that kind of below the radar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know you're looking it up at home, but it won't be in a dictionary you're looking in, I guarantee it.
Okay, so are you going to give us the definition?
Oh, no, you have to come see the show to find out.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Hope to see you there. It's fun. It'll be really fun with an audience.
We're looking forward to seeing people out there in the seats.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you've had quite a long run of practicing, and to this point now
we're ready to go.
Now it's time to,
it's very exciting.
We need the hissing and the weeping.
we need the audience
the
response.
Okay, so just if you're going to the show, you know, picture, imagine like Rocky Horror. Just don't throw toast.
Don't throw things.
Just don't throw things, because they're actually really
there.
You
could throw bread. We're really hungry.
Because they are the poor of New York. That is right. So check that out tonight. It opens at 8 o'clock, but I would get there early.
I think doors open at 7:30. 7:15.
Oh, 7:15. Okay. Fantastic. So get there early and see the show. And tonight you'll be benefiting the actors when you buy your tickets. So.
And if you want to make a reservation for a particular night that mm-hmm. can be recommended, you
sure.
can call 442-NCRT.
Very clever phone number there.
Reservations are highly recommended.
I always have reservations.
Not for this show. Cliff!
Fantastic. It is The Poor of New York. It's at North Coast Repertory Theater. Opens tonight. How long is the run?
4 weekends.
4 weekends. So see it, and see it soon. Tonight, perhaps.